Hello, hello. I have Haley Quinn on the line with me. And actually, I'm going to let Haley introduce herself because she's going to do a much better job at it than I would ever do. So, Haley, hello.
Hiya. Okay, cheers, Marnie. So, yeah, my name's Haley Quinn. I've been working in the PUA and dating community for about a few years now. Particularly, I started behind the scenes as a ghostwriter for some quite big companies. I worked for initially for The Juggler at Charisma Arts, and then eventually PUA Training and Day Game in the UK. I've now branched out and I'm trying to do more mainstream dating, so that's working with girls as well as guys.
Oh, wow.
And I specialise particularly in teaching the arts of conversation, persuasion and seduction.
I love it. All right, so actually I'm going to leave the questions about the pickup artist community to the very end, because I do want to dive into straight, like, tangible content based on everything you just said. Pickup, the art of seduction and the art of persuasion and seduction. I keep screwing this up. Conversation. God, it's Friday. It's like messing with my head. Conversation, the art of persuasion and seduction. So let's talk about conversation first. So maybe what are the main things that you teach to people about conversation? Because some people find conversation very challenging. I know that the guys that I work with find it extremely challenging. And then they usually happen to talk my ear off for about half an hour. And I'm like, how do you have trouble with conversation? You just talked to me for so long. But it's more about targeted conversation towards a woman that they're attracted to. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I think, as you said, like, they can, lots of guys and people generally will be able to talk very comfortably when it's in the environment that they're used to. I think lots of guys, you know, particularly probably men that we work with, work in high-powered jobs. They work in jobs that require them to speak logically, factually, concisely. And then you have the added stress of speaking to somebody you're attracted to, and that generally sends a lot of guys into lockdown. Okay. What I try and teach my guys is, I suppose, because I come from a background, I did English as my degree, specialising in psychoanalysis, and because I'm a writer, I try and get them to speak in a way that's going to be much more attractive to women. A lot of the times, I suppose, the core principles of this are being able to be more specific, more visual, less logical, being able to even just expand on what they're saying, because a lot of the time they don't appreciate that when you first start speaking to a girl, that a lot of the time she's just as nervous as the guy is. Women aren't natural-born, amazing conversationalists either. And it's being able to provide the woman with the opportunities and the material for her to be able to respond. And that goes a long way to creating interesting conversation. In short, I think a lot of guys just sometimes just don't say enough or don't have that willingness to keep ploughing, to keep attempting to talk to the woman. And when they do, they maybe say things that are too general and not specific enough. So the woman will struggle to communicate back with them.
Okay, can you give me an example of like of a conversation that would be less general, more communicative on a female level that wouldn't land men into the friend zone, but would actually create attraction? So if you were to coach me, for example, what would be like one thing, or, you know, I'm not even going to give you limits of one thing, but how would you tell me how to have a conversation with women?
Well, I think a lot of the time is that guys need to begin by just expanding. So, for instance, it's very tempting for guys just to say a statement like, London is amazing. And a guy will say that to a woman, look at her, hopefully, and she won't respond. And it's not because she dislikes the guy or because she doesn't want to speak to him. It's literally because, you know, she's not warmed up to the interaction. She's not sure what to contribute and what to say to that. So even making a very minor change, like saying something like, London is amazing because,
yes,
and then going into a specific example. I always describe it as like to think about for a man as if he's looking at a snapshot, like a Polaroid picture of something he's experienced, and then being able to describe that to a woman will be able to create a much more specific image in her mind. It will help him to find common ground with her and make it a lot easier for her to respond. So instead of saying it's amazing, by saying London is amazing because it has all these incredible bars that are not in any of the tourist guides and not on the maps, that you have to know someone in order to get into. And they're on a dirty kind of side street in Chinatown, and you knock on the door and you go inside, and suddenly you're in this amazing hole-in-the-wall bar that only people that are in the know, and you can drink Tom Collins cocktails there into dawn. That's what I love doing in London. If you say something like that, that's that specific and that's that visual. Also an anecdote that is relevant to a guy's life that maybe suggests certain values about his lifestyle that a woman is going to find attractive or conveys him in the way that he wants to be conveyed. That's going to be able to register and will hit a lot more notes with a woman. Like, she could start to think about what bars she likes to go to, the experience of getting to know a city really well, what she herself likes to do in London in her spare time. It will basically open up a lot more doorways for them to start to communicate and also to find common ground of the basis and the building blocks of attraction than if you left it at the very much more simple and shorter statement of London is amazing.
I love that. I want to go to this tavern now. Like, honestly, you did. You painted like a very nice picture of it.
You totally hung out with the wrong person.
I love Experimental
Ale Club on Gerrard Street was the one I was thinking of then, actually. So next time, Marnie, going.
I love it. But that was a great example. And I think the word because is actually a great starting point for a lot of men when they are having conversation with women, just for now, to get used to it, to working in full descriptors in their conversation. Like, I like what you said, because I use that term as well, like painting a picture and creating a visual. And what I say is that it's for something for women to latch on to, because women feel things rather than like just hearing words that men are saying. So, Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, I remember famously, you know, teaching a client, it was several months ago, and he said that he came just outside Budapest. And I was like, oh, what's it like there? And he said, oh, it's about 25 kilometers northwest of the center. And I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. And so he immediately gave me like the logical factual details and then started telling me about time frames and distances. But to me, as a woman and someone who's more emotional and more creative, those things really didn't mean too much to me. I'm like, well, 25 kilometers, I didn't have any yardstick by which I could connect and measure my own experiences to. And so I think if he'd just been able to talk again about what I really was asking, which is I wanted him to describe what his life was like there. You know, I wanted to know what the food was like, what the people were like, what the culture was like. And so I think just getting onto these topics of conversation that are more human, people, relationship-based is just a million times better. But the problem is, I think lots of guys have said they, on a day-to-day basis, due to work or the people they socialise with, they have to talk in more of a factual, logical way. So it's almost like flexing a different muscle and learning to speak in a way that is much more attractive to women.
Why do you think we want men to talk in that way? Like, why is it important to us? What are we using his descriptions for?
Well, I think that women are actually seduced a lot by what they hear, as opposed to men, who I think are slightly more visual. Like, you only have to look at women's love of kind of like, you know, I don't think I read trashy romance novels, but I read romance novels. You know, I'm like, I love heights. Pride and Prejudice, Mr. Darcy can have me any day.
Oh, me too. So hands down.
And so I think, you know, what it does is I think it has loads of useful functions. I think, as you said, it helps to paint this picture in this girl's mind, which helps to give her a reference point as to what your life is like, what you're all about. And it's lots of the times it's the values that you manage to suggest and convey through what you're saying, because I believe that women are attracted to a much more kind of complicated and sophisticated array of characteristics and qualities than perhaps men are initially. And to create that attraction and to make women involved and interested in your life, you have to sort of demonstrate that you have these qualities. So for me personally, I can't speak on behalf of all girls, but you know, I like guys that, I do like a man, for instance, that knows where the secret hole in the wall bar is. I like a guy that's successful and who's confident, but also someone who spends lots of time with his friends, is very sociable, who likes to travel, travel in a way that isn't 25 kilometers northwest of Budapest, but soaks up experiences. And I think all of those qualities are what's being conveyed when you're speaking successfully to a woman. But I think also on the receiving end, by communicating in a woman in a way that's perhaps a way that she understands and she's used to speaking to her friends, and people she's close to and also intimate with, it will help her to be able to respond and reciprocate. And I think a lot of the time, the problem is if guys become too factual, too logical, or they overly questions a woman as opposed to making statements. The problem is she doesn't really have a lot of material to work with, and so she doesn't even give her best self into the interaction either. Like, exactly. Her answers and what she's revealing isn't going to be true to what she's all about or what she's like, and therefore you're both scrabbling around, not really having enough information on one another, and not really getting to know each other truly as individuals, and then you have a disconnect. So right. I think just being more specific, being more visual, it does one thing, it will help the woman to respond, and people will usually reciprocate on the same level and the same detail as to what you give them. Some people will take a little bit longer to get warmed up, but that would be the general rule of thumb. So if you're able to talk to a woman very emotionally, you're able to talk to her about your experiences, about your relationships with other people, she'll start to invest in the interaction by giving you the same information back, and suddenly you're having a much more intimate, interesting conversation,
yeah.
One that's based on sort of logical details and timings.
And I think that actually men will enjoy having conversations like that as well, because I do find that because I also coach men on conversation as well. Mm-hmm. And there was one point that you made about the disconnect, and I completely agree with that. That's how you connect, so that she'll actually answer her phone the next day. If you're having banter or surface level conversation, there's nothing to make her remember you the next day or have an urge to want to speak with you again, because she may have feel that she's gotten everything out of you. There's nothing deeper to absorb from that interaction. So she is looking for like a landing point or some sort of imprint or something to latch on to. And when you do get into that deeper below surface level conversation, and you don't have to be there the entire time, you can still go back to bantering and flirting and then having like separate uh-huh. points where you connect. That's what I believe. And that's what I kind of hear that you're saying as well, but it allows a woman to walk away feeling that she, has gotten something out of this man that is somewhat memorable that will make her want to answer her phone or possibly see him again in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I think people are really attracted and want to invest in relationships where they feel the other person fundamentally understands them and gets what they're like as a person. And so I think when you, exactly with what you were saying, being able to do that so that you're able to connect on more of an emotional and spiritual level with a woman, and also in a way that she's used to communicating with people that are already into her life and already, you know, think of her very, very good friends, her ex-boyfriends. You want to be communicating with on her level, which is equally kind of as intimate as that. And a lot of the time, I think you have to go there first yourself. As a man, you have to be okay to maybe show you some vulnerability or show your inner emotions and be able to speak emotively before the woman will feel ready that she's able to do that as well. But you will definitely get a much more genuine connection. I think there's been a couple of times where I've ended up having these. It's sometimes you have those really deep conversations with the person. And it's always them that then they start texting you instantly the next day, and they'll see you straight away because they feel that you've connected on a level which is beyond the periphery. Yeah.
Right. So I think all of the points are absolutely wonderful, but something that I want to give to the guys that are listening to this is something you said in the very beginning. Really, to start with conversation, try working in the words because into your conversations, and then like painting a picture. And I'll actually, underneath this audio that I'm going to have between the two of us, I'm going to put up a picture, and what I would like is for guys to literally write in the comment box because, and then write a description, and I will analyze it, and I'll pass it on to Haley as well to tell you if you're, you know, going in the right direction with sharing your information or expanding and painting a visual picture. Because I think the because is a great little risk and exercise that guys can do to help, exactly what you said, like a muscle working, to get that muscle warmed up, and then they can work with you or work with me to go to that next level in conversation. But I did want... Sorry?
With the specificity as well, which is and being able to do that because. I also think, just as another thing for the guys to remember, this is also really useful if you want to pay a compliment to a girl as well, being able to say because. Because women hate it when they feel that you've given them a generic compliment. Like they say, oh, you're gorgeous, or you have a great smile. Like, that's fine, and women will like to hear that, and it's a good first step. But what I find typically with my guys is what will really make a woman stop and pay attention is when you say something that's very, very specific and detailed to her, so that she feels that you've made a special point to come and see her. Now, obviously, there's the superficial kind of level of compliments, like, I think you're gorgeous because the colour of your hair against your skin tone is really radiant. Even saying something like that is better than just gorgeous. And also going further into that, if you're in a proper conversation, interaction with a woman, saying something more specific again about their personality, like, hey, I really like talking to you because I love how you told me this story about this wine bar in London that I never heard of. You've shared this amazing thing with me. The more specific and detailed you can get, I think, with a girl, the more she's going to feel that there's something genuinely about her that you're connecting with. And the fact that you separated her from all the rest of the women out there will make you stand out in her mind also.
I love that. I absolutely, you're actually, for me, you're painting a perfect picture of conversation and how it would actually feel on a woman's end to hear those words. And I completely agree with you. Feeling like I'm just one in a million by having a comment thrown at me like, you're beautiful, that's great. That guy just said that to me over there as well. But having a comment expanding on you're beautiful because, or even going a level deeper and commenting on something that I myself have had to create, like my personality, that gets me every single time. But I'm going to go into a different section because you were talking about persuasion and seduction. Because the next question I have is, how do you connect with a woman through conversation and avoid falling into the friend zone and still stay in seducer mode? All right, I don't even know if I like the word seducer mode, but like, you know, going in a sexual direction or possibly a dating direction.
Yeah, exactly. I think seduction, it sounds like a nebulous and dark art. Yeah. And it is really, I think it should just be the natural progression that, you know, the man and a woman take their relationship with. And that's how I like to see it. I don't like to think of it as anything kind of dark or manipulative. What I would say, guys, is these practicing these because techniques is fantastic. What that will do is that will get you to a certain level of comfort where a woman is engaged with what you're saying, she's smiling, she's nodding, she's relaxed. That's fantastic, but unless you take it up a gear, I find that the tendency is for you to come into the friend zone. So from that period of time when you notice that she's hooked, she's relaxed, she's enjoying the conversation, you then need to start adding in some other techniques in order to have feel more kind of attracted and that she'd like to see you again in more of a romantic sense. Things that you could consider would be things like teasing her, having fun, kind of playing games. So make sure that you have that banter and that lightness of the conversation as well to balance out your deep connection.
Okay.
On top of that, I think being able to challenge a woman, I think women are, you know, not attracted to a guy that's overly argumentative or contrary, but I think we like guys that have their own opinion and are confident expressing it. And so yes. I think also a woman, but having a woman, you know, sometimes a guy will just, whatever a girl says, a guy, it's very tempting to say, oh, that's wonderful, and start smiling, nodding enthusiastically. And I can totally get why guys do that and why people do that generally. It's because you want the person to keep speaking to you, want them to reward them for their time there with you. However, if you do that too often, it's like you're giving out your compliments willy-nilly, and so none of them are going to be fully appreciated.
Right.
Instead, stick with like the specific cause compliments that we were chatting about earlier. And then, you know, when a girl expresses her opinion on something later on in the interaction, it's fine to just say, why is that? Make her explain and sort of justify her position a bit more, because that shows that you're really listening and you're also that you have your own opinion and you're not just agreeing with everything she says because she has really lovely eyes. I think that will make her feel more respected as an individual and you can have a more sincere interaction with her. So I say, in short, basically, keeping the compliments small in quantity but specific when you do drop them, not kind of non-verbally rewarding. I think being able to tease a girl, have that fun, be playful, and also be challenging and willing to express your own opinion, and also showing things like strong, good leadership qualities. Like, you know, it can be something as simple as when you're going for the number, instead of saying, can I please take you on a date sometime, but saying, hey, you know what, let's go to that amazing bar that I was telling you about earlier, it'll be so much fun. And having that direction and that clarity as a man is also very attractive.
Oh, I love that. And especially asking for what you want. I'm going to go back a little bit on what you were saying before, because you know, what you were saying about like just agreeing and nodding and saying yes. And it's an interesting thing that I'm seeing popping up consistently, even with the guys that I work with, that they're afraid to rock the boat. And I always hear this on, you know, from female friends as well. They're afraid to speak their mind because they're afraid to rock the boat, when actually, if both sides were to speak their mind in a non-defensive, non-attacking manner, mm-hmm. similar to what mm-hmm. you said before, like, oh, really? Tell me more about that, or asking questions, or, you know, that actually is more attractive to the opposite sex, rather than just being like a little puppy dog, I guess, you know, an agreeable puppy dog, because basically, if you're just agreeing all the time, there is no value there. You're just a great listener. A great listener is wonderful, but I would think that what you said before, women do like to be challenged, and in some way they want to see that they can consistently be challenged for the rest of their lives, possibly. So somebody yeah. who's just nodding their head saying, oh my God, you're wonderful, you're amazing, it's not attractive. It's overall, it's not attractive is probably the best way to put it without getting into specific details as to why it's not attractive.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with how you're expressing that. I think for a guy that, you know, I think if he sort of complies too much, I think he's a woman, I always want a man who's going to push me forward to be the best person I can be, and also someone I can sort of look up to in some respects, someone who I can admire on a personal and professional level. And if I have someone who just agrees with absolutely everything I do, I can't value their opinion enough because it doesn't seem sincere and it doesn't seem honest. So I think the best thing a guy can do also is just being very comfortable with expressing their own opinion and knowing what they have to say is valid and it's cool. And as long as you don't kind of attack or run down the other person's opinion and it is equally valid, then it's completely fine to express that. I mean, for example, if a girl says, you know what, I love going on holiday to Spain. If a guy could just say, really, oh, why is that? You know what, I've always preferred to go skiing in the winter. Something as simple as that can just demonstrate that you're not automatically agreeing with everything she says on to, because I think that just seems insincere, because it's like you're trying to get something from her by agreeing,
right? Or actively disagreeing, but like, ugh, Spain's horrible, I went there last year, and like, it, you know, like having that sort of negative reaction as well is a complete turnoff. The interesting thing that you said is about admiration, because there was recently an article that was put out that was saying, oh gosh, now I forget it, but it's like, the first article was, what do men want? And the second one is like, what do women want? So they said men want what it was overall was women want a man they can admire and overall. They want to be loved by a man they admire. And men want to be admired by a woman they love. Or wait, something like that. Anyway, I have it on my site somewhere, and I'll put in the right quote wherever it is because I'm screwing it up right now. But I kind of feel the same way. If I don't admire the man that I'm with, then I always think, what do I need you for? It's a horrible thought that goes through my head, but that is actively what I'm honestly thinking. If I feel like more of a man with a man that I'm with, then I don't need him. I want to be in my most feminine state so I can be empowered as a woman, and I want my man to be in the most masculine state so I can empower him as a man.
Mm-hmm. So definitely.
I think those are fantastic, fantastic points, and I'm actually going to cut it off now because I think that we've given my guy some amazing conversation tools for them to start off with.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that. I feel like I've just given so much information that I probably should have chunked that down into nice and succinct points. But
no, it was perfect. Job of
recapping for me.
Well, the interesting thing that I think people can notice from this conversation is the way that you and I are talking to each other. Uh-huh. Because it's like an example of how women want to talk, where we were both trying to paint a visual picture for one another. One thing I actually did want to add on to, which I hope that you agree, which is the difference between friendship and seduction, is the implication of touch. I think that's important as well, that men shouldn't be so afraid to touch women, not to overtouch women and not for a long period of time, but having some sort of sexual flirty touch, either on the small of the back, the upper part of the arm/shoulder, maybe somewhere on the side of the hand or even the hand or even under the knee for like 1 to 3 seconds top, I think is something that shows somebody that they are pursuing them for sexual or for dating, whatever it is, and non-friendshipy things. Yeah. I don't know if I put that properly, but you, I know, you get what I'm saying.
We're trying to say this in a really politically correct way.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I always trip up. But yeah, pretty much. It's like you're showing that you're interested in the other person. Like that's the difference between I want to be friends with you and go hang out and like buy bras with you. And then the difference in the other side is I want to go buy bras with you, but I want to try them, like go in the change room while you're trying them on.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree that touch is incredibly important. And I also find that generally, I hope I'm not being incredibly sexist when I'm saying this, but I find women are actually more tactile than guys are. Yeah. I think girls will tend to touch each other more comfortable hugging and expressing, and again, those light touches that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times when guys feel like, oh God, like, should I really touch her and on her arm gently there? To what might feel more alien to them, a lot of the time doesn't feel so alien to the woman because she's just socially more used to being tactile.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you start touching right away, again, not over-touching, I would say maybe 3 times in a half an hour conversation tops, especially the first time that you meet somebody. But if you don't touch the first time that you meet somebody and then you start touching, then it seems, for me, it seems inconsistent because then it's like, whoa, okay, why are you touching me now? Do you want something different from me? It just feels uncomfortable. For me, that's what I think. Unless I'm into somebody who does start touching me, and then I'm like, damn, bring it on, start touching me all over. And I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I think you have to set the tone just from the get-go, basically. I think you have to make it kind of clear that your willingness to talk about kind of romantic, dating, interesting subjects, that you're okay to touch the woman, that you're okay to be flirtatious and date and to speak to her in that kind of way. I think, as you said, if you try and implement these steps later on, I think it becomes harder and harder. This is why when you get guys that have maybe been friends with a girl for a couple of years and they want to try and turn that into a romantic relationship, but it's so much more difficult than at the start of dating. It's because then the woman begins and accepts you as being kind of in the friend zone or being a friend to her. And I think the longer that you act more platonically towards her and maybe don't do these touches, don't do the conversational techniques that we mentioned earlier, the more the further and further into the friend zone you go, and then the harder and harder it becomes to get out there.
Very true, and actually a great note to end on. But I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you. Number one, where you're located, because I know that you do coaching as well. So in case anybody happens to be in your area, I want them to know that they can work with you. And then if you can also just give us your website and just how to find you if they want to hear more or learn more.
Okay, thank you very much for the plug, Marnie. Okay, so as I said, my name is Hayley Quinn. My website is www.hayleyquinn.com, which is HayleyQuinn.com. I have to be careful like pronouncing and spelling out my name. Some of the spellings of Hayley going on out there. And yes, I'm based for one-on-one tuition in London particularly and the southeast of England. However, I am available to fly out and work with different people on request. I've been known to work across Europe and America as well. I teach, as I said, conversational theory. But I also go out and I'm a good wing girl in field as well, whether you want to do kind of your bar game, play game, or anything like that. Also on my website, there are a lot of blogs and articles and links to other places that I write for. So that if you want to brush up on any theories and ideas about conversation, you want to know more about the stuff we've been chatting out today, that would probably be a good resource to start off with.
Love it. And I have one final question for you that I want you to answer as succinctly as possible. What do women want?
That's a huge question.
I know. I don't know if I can say
what women want. I can say what I want and what I find attractive. I think that quote about you having a man that you can admire is incredibly important. I want a man that will allow me in my funny career, in my funny industry, that makes me act like kind of tomboy most of the time. If I can find a man that can make me feel feminine because he is a leader, he's in control, he knows where all the good places are, he has authority, he's got his own sense of ambition and direction in life, so that I can feel that he's one step ahead of me on my journey and that he can help bring out the best qualities in me, that's what I find most attractive about a guy.
Love it. That's perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. And hopefully my guys will be hearing more from you. And definitely, I really want people to look you up in London because you're absolutely fantastic. And I've never coached with you, but I'm guessing that you would be a fantastic coach. So thank you for talking with me.
Oh, no, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Marnie.